Hi, Jeff. It's David Wilson from Rockzone UK.
Hey, David. How are you?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I'm doing good. Can't complain.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much for sparing a little bit of time to talk to me this evening. You must be particularly busy this year, given that you're about to start another whirlwind of the UK, along with everything else in celebration of 30 years of Operation Mindcrime.
Yeah, I'm the hardest working man in show business. Yeah, it's been a really wonderful year, playing this album for the 30th anniversary. I've been touring since, last January I started. And it's been almost solid the whole time. I've had a few breaks on and off, but a lot of great shows and a lot of people coming out to hear the music again, which is really wonderful. And I've been having a great time. It's really a great time.
Well, I was at the show in Newcastle-upon-Tyne in January. And I can guarantee the crowd had a great time, but you particularly looked like you were having an absolute ball.
Yeah, I really love the show, and I love playing this album. It's a wonderful album to play live, especially doing the whole thing. Mm. But it's quite dramatic, and it's so well known by the audience that it becomes. I don't know. It's a real. Even though I don't communicate a lot with the audience by speaking to them, it's like we connect through the music. You know.
Yes.
It's a really different kind of experience than touring normally. You know, doing it. This album is very special, and I'm really happy to be still able to sing it after all these years. And I hope to be around for.
Yeah, well, I'd certainly lined up to go and see. I'd go and line up to see it again. In fact, I am the week after next. It's one of those albums that kind of somehow managed to pass me by 30 years ago, and yet has become, as the years have gone by since, one of my favourites. I think there's something about it that it's not just a straightforward rock and roll album. It's got the dark and the light and everything in between. And as you say, the show is, it's almost a piece of drama, isn't it, rather than just a band singing songs.
Yeah, it really is. And for some reason, the story and the music has really resonated with people. And, they get it. They understand and relate to it. And that's really all you can ever ask for, as a writer. Is that, something that you do connects with people in some way, and I'm very humbled by that every time I tour.
I'm sure nobody ever minds performing such a successful record. But do you ever sort of look at it and go, this time I really want to perform some of my newer stuff? Or do you just go, well, no, there's time enough for that, and we'll do that another time?
Yeah, I sort of realized that, for something like the 30th anniversary, it's special, it comes around once. So even though I have an album that came out this year, I haven't performed it yet, because this album is... precedence over everything at the moment. It is 30th anniversary. So, next year I have time to, revisit some other songs and some other albums that I'd like to play.
No, I suppose that's a cool thing. I mean, and it's always one of those things as a fan, and I come at this from a fan of music and rock music in particular, but I'm one of those few beasts in any show that goes, yeah, I love all that, but give me the new songs. Give me the new songs. So
I like new songs too. It is difficult, I think, that a lot for me to see a band player, an artist, when they don't know the material.
Mm.
Sometimes it is difficult for people to sit through something they're not familiar with.
Mm-hmm.
Just after all these years, I've got 19 albums, and where to begin? What do I play? What don't I play? There's actually quite a lot of material that I haven't really played live. Out of all these 19 records, so
Ah, that would be immense. Certainly in January, and I'm guessing, given I've seen the supports for the UK, you were joined on stage by your daughter.
Yes,
Emily. Emily, yeah.
My youngest daughter has an amazing band.
Absolutely.
She was part of the opening, up the shows for me.
Mm.
And she also joins me on the song Sweet Sister Mary and just kills the part. She's really turned into a fine singer. She really gets into the drama, I think, of that particular song because the character is so dramatic, you know.
Mm.
And yeah, I'm really happy with the whole tour.
That must be a great thing, though, you know, with the experience that you've got and the stages that you've played on, to see younger people getting it and absolutely blasting it every night. You must think, yeah, I did something right back in those days, and that must make you feel particularly proud.
Well, it definitely makes you feel good. But I kind of have a hope for rock music, you know, when I see all these young people sort of really young people in their early 20s who are really into the certain era of rock music, you know, in the 80s, early 80s, mid 80s, late 80s, you know, they're really into that.
Yeah.
So that's kind of gives me hope for the future. You know, like rock music won't die.
Oh, I hope not. I really hope not. I get stuff sent to me every day, and every week you go, wow, that's amazing. I never thought when I'd get to 50 that I'd still be, finding new bands that fire me up as much as when I was 3 years old watching The Sweet on British TV that made me want to reach out and grab a guitar. I want to play guitar. And my mum and dad are going, you don't even know what a guitar is. They were right. I was just pointing at it going, I want one of those. Can you remember what it was that made you want to sort of hit music and hit it hard?
I discovered rock music in general at a fairly young age, about 9. It really hit me. And that's when I decided that at 9 years old that I wanted to be a musician. And I asked my parents for music lessons. I started with piano lessons. And I wanted to play guitar too. And my mom said, I can't play guitar until I learn piano. Piano is the perfect instrument to learn on. She was right. It is the perfect instrument. You know, you don't have to have any necessarily a technique or a style. You just have to develop. You get instant gratification from the note that you're playing. Like with the guitar, you know, you have to learn how to position your hands. You have to hit the string just right. It's pretty complex. But I learned all the basics. And by the time that I'd gone through, several years of lessons, I sort of lost interest in guitar. But I remember at 9 years old, I was waking up one day after school, and was laying in my bed. My mom had turned on the local radio station, which is KJMR in Seattle at that time. And this song was playing, and I was so into it. When I heard that song, I knew I wanted to be a musician. And it was song called Somebody to Love by Jefferson Airplane.
Mm.
That guitar part, that Paul Gannon was playing. And man, that just got me. That right then, this is what I want to do. And it's funny because I just stayed with it all through my growing up years. I took music lessons, I was in school bands for all the years in school. Then, when I was later in high school, I started branching out and playing with rock bands. It was sort of a natural progression that started when I was really kid.
Well, it's been an absolute delight speaking to you. So thank you again for spending some time. I'll let you get on with your day and really look forward to seeing you in a few days, in fact, back in the UK.
Back in the UK, can't wait. And have a great evening yourself, and see you at the show.
See you soon.